Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, welcome back to the B-List. I'm B. I'm joined by a special guest here today. She is a return guest. It's like the second time. I never remember how many times. I don't fucking know.
I know. What is time?
Samantha Bush. You guys know her as Bravo Historian on all socials, right? It's like the same across the board.
Pretty much.
So obviously we're going to talk about Bravo, but we're going to talk about everything.
Yeah.
We haven't talked in a while, so we have a lot to catch up on. There's a lot going on.
There's a lot going on just in pop culture this week. Like, I just felt like we were getting hit from all angles, like from Bravo, from like Ariana Grande. Like, it's
just who, like, I don't really follow. Like, I didn't even know she was married. So I'm like, did she cheat? Is that the thing?
She cheated on her husband with Ethan Slater, who's in Wicked. And I guess he played SpongeBob on Broadway.
Okay.
And he's also married and has a baby and like posted like a Mother's Day post for her. And like Ariana Grande liked it. I guess like the wife went to the UK to like visit him on set with the baby. And like Ariana would like hung out with them.
Oh my God.
It's giving Raquel.
That's crazy.
Giving Raquel.
That is kind of Rachel. When she said, I got it.
She got it.
She got it.
She's taking it.
I'll still sue Wicked. I don't fucking care.
Oh my God. Of course.
As Bravo fans, we support many bad people. So
of course, it's celebrity culture. Like, they're monsters.
Who is like one reality star that no matter what they do, you will like defend them going down? Fighting and all. You could take a minute if you need to, because there's so many bad people to choose from. You know?
I know. So it used to be Bethany, like before she started like doing makeup TikToks and like really leaning into the worst. Oh, okay. that's fine. I have to say probably like Tamra. Like, okay. I will defend Tamra. I think she's great.
She's not that problematic though. I feel like she's just annoying and like loud. But I mean, I like that about her.
She shit stirs a lot, but I love her. Gotta say Vicky too.
I mean, I'm a fake fucking bitch sometimes when it comes to a lot of this. Cause like, remember when she was like leaving OC and I called her Tamrat all the time?
Oh my God. Cause like, I was calling for the firing of Vicky and Tamra. And like, that is the biggest lesson I've ever learned as a Bravo fan. It's like, I don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
Like, we made such a mistake.
Yeah. I mean, listen, no, I don't think it was a mistake. I think it's like she left when she needed to leave, but then it's important for people to go away. It's like soap operas. It's important for characters to come in and out of the story. Yeah. They don't need to be constantly. Also, it's reality TV. So to expect these people to like have meaningful storylines just because they have to film a season, like, not everything. Yeah. Yeah.
I would just rather them be like real. Like, I feel like Tamra's very real. She doesn't put on a storyline usually.
Yeah, I mean, she's definitely turning up this season. We'll definitely talk about OC because I want to talk about it with you. I was going to kind of save it till the bonus a bit because I think there's a lot there. First things first, have you ever actually looked through Meredith Marks' online shop?
Excuse me?
I did for the first time. Her online store, she sells like hoodies. She sells like a blazer and like this like skirt and blazer set, I think. And it's like $1,000. Like, she's got hoodies on there for $350. I'm like, it's the woman's crazy. Like,
what?
I don't know.
What do you mean? So
it's Attention pickpocket.
Yeah, it's giving that.
it's giving very much scammer.
Yeah,
City Girl, Salt Lake City Girl.
Is it now clothes she's already worn, or like
it's like new hoodies? Like there's like designed. Brand new. Yeah, I don't know if she's buying them somewhere else. I'm not really sure of the business model. she's not one of my favorite reality stars anyways, by a long shot. No. I don't mind her, but.
Yeah, I liked her first season a lot because I just felt she had very different energy. Like Salt Lake City in general, just all of them gave us something very different.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially Miriam Cosby.
Yeah.
Who I'm obsessed with.
See, now I just like, I give myself the grace to be okay watching like very fucking problematic people on television because sometimes we're going back to the roots of reality TV now where it's just like, I just want to fucking be dumb and happy and
dumb and happy. I put blinders on, like people start talking about New York House, the new girls for New York. And they're like talking about like their political.
Listen, it matters to me. Like I don't like,
of course,
I'm not fucking with Aaron now because of that, but it's like,
but I'm not going to call for her firing.
Yeah.
Is what I'm going to say.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah. Like I don't love what I need
something
heard.
To watch. Come on.
Yeah. No, that's
but I'm not
thing.
Fucking with her like that. I'm not hanging, you know.
Exactly.
I'm not fucking with her.
Yeah.
But now if Psy comes out as a MAGA person, then I'm going to really have a fucking problem because I like Psy.
That would be the shock of the century.
Yeah. That
like,
would never
happen. That would really rattle me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, Meredith Marks online shop. I don't know. Something going on over there.
There's something going. There's something in the water in Salt Lake City that like I don't understand any of their careers. None of it makes sense.
No, nothing. And it's I don't know.
Like don't know with Miriam Cosby, for example, like she is a pastor, and yet it's
but the church is closed. I think.
Yeah, the church has closed.
Yeah.
So I don't know what she does now.
But Lisa I don't think you need Barlow? To because it's like generational wealth now at this point because it's like they're never been taxed.
That's tax so the church. True. Tax the church.
Tax the church. Like literally all of our problems would be solved. You know how much money the churches have?
A sick amount.
It's like insane.
I can't. I've watched Righteous Gems or the Unrighteous Gemstones on HBO.
Oh, I know of it, but I've never
seen it. It's really, really funny. It's so fucking good.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to probably just finally like give it a moment.
It's like a dumb watch. Like it's funny. It's dumb. Like the characters are insane. It's good though.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I was just thinking about Salt Lake City and how its entire identity is kind of predicated on like, or it's like built on the church, but it's kind of like the white Mormon, obviously. Cause when you say Mormon, right. It's usually white. Cause there's not many, right. I don't know enough about Mormonism, but there's definitely not a lot of black people in general. In Salt Lake City.
No. Yeah.
But I would love a housewife show that is built upon the black church could be really interesting. Like I want to see like black preachers' wives, like literally like five Giselles.
The first ladies.
How messy that would be.
It would be so fucking good. I feel like they should do that.
I was thinking New Orleans, like that would be throwing a football wife. Great.
Yeah.
I called it. I'm just giving ideas away on here. Fuck it. I don't, you know.
Yeah, these are really good ideas.
Yeah.
Bravo if you're listening.
I'm going to go into the first thing on my list. We'll bounce around. So I'm going to ask you and we'll talk about other stuff. But the first thing on my list today, usually I do like three things, but I think I have like five things today because I'm just really into a lot of stuff today. Jason Aldean, he's a country singer who has had some kind of backlash, but not backlash enough because his song skyrocketed to number one. The song is called something about like Try It in a Small Town. And it's basically back the blue, we'll shoot you. It's talking about sundown towns, right? So basically like it is steeped in racism, deep, deep racism. The video, apparently I haven't watched it because I don't need to watch it because I
fucking crazy
nuts.
Like so he performed in Las Vegas during like the mass shooting,
right? Yeah.
So it's really strange.
Like, he's talking about like he's promoting gun violence.
Yeah. Yeah, he's fighting gun violence with gun violence. And he's so disgusting. Him and his wife have been vile people for years. Mm-hmm. Brittany Aldean or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They talk a lot about like they had a lot to say, I feel like, about like Colin Kaepernick. They had a lot to say about Black Lives Matter. They had a lot to say about like trans rights. Like just they're horrible. And
Conservative America historically has always been known for their great insights and great takes and critical thoughts. So, of course, I want to hear what Brittany Aldean has to say about trans rights. It's like lost. Get fucked. I can't.
Get fucked. And when you tweeted that today, I died.
Oh, the Barbie
about thing. Critical thinking. I was like, that is so true.
Known, historically for their media literacy.
Yeah. Well, who was it? Matt Gaetz, his wife, saw Barbie and was like disgusted. I'm like, perfect. I'll love it.
But not disgusted enough to do a step and repeat on the red car, the pink carpet.
Of course.
I can't.
Of course not. But Jason Aldean's vile. Like, he's from Macon, Georgia.
Oh, I didn't even finish. Like, he's not my list. Like, that would, if I left it at that, that would sound like I'm into it. Like, no, the top of my list right now is Jason Aldean. This is the headline. This came out yesterday. Jason Aldean suffers heat stroke in Connecticut at a show and had to cancel the rest of his tour. I'm like, the ancestors are ancestoring this week. And, you know, God is really good.
I was going to say, God doesn't like ugly.
He does not. And he does not like you.
Oh my God. When I heard that, I feel like I saw that like really late last night on Twitter. So I'm glad that you brought it up and reminded me that this happened. How do you get a heat stroke
in Connecticut? Like,
like, I know the earth is on fire, but like,
yeah, but it's not that hot in Connecticut.
Yeah, I'm like, okay. do you think he really had heat stroke, or do you think it's more of like he's now getting so much backlash for this that people don't want to come to his shows, and that's why he really had to cancel?
I don't know. People were in the comments all on Twitter, and they were like, "Do you think it is dot dot dot?" And it made me think, are they referring to like, does he have a drug issue? Is it that?
I don't know. God's I don't know good. Much about him. I'm not like that deep in the Jason Aldean like
I don't want to know.
World,
I
mean, and I'm like, good. This is,
yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm good on that.
Listen, hope this is one of many heat strokes for him. He can literally kick rocks. I don't care.
Rot in hell.
I want to ask you your next on your list. What's your
so let me pull it up.
Uh-huh.
This is going to sound really basic, but I'm just really enjoying seeing the joy the Barbie movie has brought so many people.
Okay, yeah, Barbie was online.
I'm so excited to talk to you about it. I just feel like the world is such a dark place right now. Like, everything fucking sucks. And just to have this, like, just joy throughout like generations. Like, I've seen like older women going, like my boyfriend's aunt went with all of her girlfriends. They all wore pink. They hired a bartender to dress up as Ken for their like get together before. Like, it's really, really cute.
They're doing prees.
It's so sweet. And I'm just like, I love that this is like happening. I love that we're finding this like little glimmer of like joy.
I have so many thoughts. It's one of my favorite movies I've seen in a theater in years. I thought it was one of the most original movies I've seen in years. I know people are going to hate on it because it is just Barbie, but it's about, and on its face, like, yeah, it's a movie about feminism. It's about gender roles. It's about capitalism. It's about so many things, but it's like anybody that's ever felt not worthy or needed symbols to kind of represent them. And it's just like, it speaks to anybody that basically has a heart. Cried for the entire movie. You're gonna cry in the first 30 minutes. There's one scene in particular, and it's so like simple, you'll know when you get to it, and you're gonna be like, and then we didn't stop crying. I was looking around the theater, the entire row was like
sobbing. Yeah. I'm a big crier too.
Yeah, it's a really thoughtful film. It's really like they took the time to really, it's casted perfectly. I just loved it. Yeah.
Do you think Greta's gonna get the Oscar?
I think someone's going to be nominated for something. It is a really like, it's the marketed very oddly, but I'm kind of glad it was because it's a weirdly intense film. The subtext is really kind of heavy stuff. And it's a really deep film. So I think that.
I love stuff like that. I love when it's like really deep and like, there's a lot of heavy, like subtext, like you said, but it's like, taken place in this like cotton candy like world.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's the backdrop is like very light and fluffy, and on its surface it's Barbie, but then underneath it it's just so much deeper, and I cannot wait to see it.
Yeah, it's there's so much. I mean, well, the acting was just really great. Kate McKinnon is in his like breakout role in this. She's a standout. America Ferrera, who I've never really cared to know much about. I never watched Ugly Betty, but she was phenomenal. I don't know. It was just really, really good. Also, the way it's paced is kind of like a TikTok. It's very fast paced. So it's like nonstop, the jokes and everything. And it's almost a little bit disorienting. You're like, is it going to slow down? And it stops at points, but I think that's like a good thing. It sounds like that would be annoying, but it was like, a perfect film for 2023 to keep people's attention.
I love that. And you know what else I love is that, like, and I'm not a Will Ferrell hater at all, but like, I love that he wasn't really getting a lot of attention on the press tour.
Yeah.
Like no one cared.
Yeah. I mean, he's great in his role in it, but he is just the right amount of him, but it's not really about anything that,
I love that.
Yeah.
Cause like 10 years ago, like that's all what we would have seen.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It's interesting because Kate McKinnon was part of the Ghostbusters reboot that was all female. And that was, it was like really pumped up, a lot of promotion around it, and then completely fell flat at the box office.
No one saw it.
People dragged it. So I'm glad that she was able to be in this. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like, you know what I mean?
It's like her redemption of Ghostbusters.
Yeah. Not that I think that was a bad film. I didn't even fucking see it, but I'm sure it was fine.
I didn't watch it.
I'm sure it was good because it's like Kristen Wiig and all of them, but it's, I thought it was so good.
I can't
go
wait.
See it, guys.
Yeah. Or did you see Oppenheimer? Do you plan?
I probably will see it. It's not like anywhere on my, but you would think it's like the first time that two movies have ever like been out on the same weekend. People are acting it's like, I'm like, you do realize you can see both of them. Like, it's,
I know.
Should see both, because this is probably the last two actual films we're getting for a minute.
Oh my God. I know. And
they're not going to make movies anymore. So
that strike is really bleak. What's funny to me is that Oppenheimer didn't do much press because the fact that it came out on the same day as Barbie gave them all the press that they needed.
Yeah.
Because then people were like, okay, we're going to buy both tickets. This is so exciting. And someone tweeted, I forget who it was, but they were just like, I love that the Oppenheimer press PR people are just like putting out different pictures of Cillian Murphy, like just looking sad. Like every day, it's just a new photo of him looking terrible.
I bet it's going to be good though. I'll see.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. Talking about the strike, this goes into my next thing on my list. It's not something I especially love. I just think it's really weird and funny and totally just like out. Like, why Bethany is unionizing reality stars?
Oh my God.
Is so kind of like insufferable, but I like weirdly can't stop watching her. I mean, listen, she makes really valid points. It's ridiculous that reality stars don't get royalties, but that's the whole reason that reality exists, is because they can pump these shows out because they don't have to. They're cheap to make,
right? That's kind the of point.
Like cheap to make because we don't offer royalties. Also, reality stars don't have necessarily a specific skill set. Like anybody, that's the whole magic about realities. Anyone can be a reality star.
Yeah.
So I think she's kind of arguing something that's kind of like, I don't really see the point, but I get it. You should be paid.
I get it. Like the thing with Bethany is,
I don't want people in my comments either dragging me. Like, I mean, listen, I support everybody. Everyone should unionize and fuck CEOs, all that shit. It's redistribute the wealth, eat the rich, all that shit. But
at the same time, Bethany it is talking like reality. About it. I'm
like it's Bethany like, talking about, she's the richest reality star. It's like,
I know. I'm like, B.
Yeah.
What are we doing? Just lately, she's been really on one. Like she's been really gunning for Bravo. Like Bravo put out the new New York. Then the next, I feel like the next day she put out the podcast with Jill.
Jill. Yeah, she's on one.
She's on one. And like, you know, Nene's in the comments.
Nene and her were going back, not in a good way, right? Wasn't she saying that like Nene was saying, oh, now you're listening because it's a white woman saying it. And
basically, listen, that
two things can be true at the same time though, Nene. You're like, you weren't fighting for everybody, you were fighting for yourself.
For
that's
you.
The thing for you, Nene. So let's get real.
Yeah,
that's what I don't like about Nene. It's like always she could be right, but
the way she brings it about is so wrong.
Nene is just like a miserable person and I want to love her. Again, y'all, don't get in my fucking comments. It's because I don't fight back. But like, I love Nene because she's given so much to reality TV. But it's at the same time where it's like,
yeah,
you gotta.
She can't get out of her own way.
Yeah, that's what.
And
it
that
is.
Was like that was the problem on the show towards the end with her. It's like we all love her. We all like love what she's brought to our lives. But like, she just doesn't ever help herself. Like it's so hard with her, and it's
when she was talking of what she was referencing was when she originally was talking about how much reality stars are paid, or rather how much they're not paid in terms of benefits and all that stuff. But every time she'd have the conversation, it was really kind of focused around herself. It wasn't about like Black women as a whole.
It wasn't about the cast of Atlanta.
She's not trying to advocate for anybody else except for herself. And that's the thing. And that's the difference. So that's why I kind of respect Bethany's thing a little bit more. But again, the messenger. Why do I want to hear it from like literally the richest reality star living? What? Maybe get Stacey the bartender.
Stacey from the Hills. Bartender.
She might have some words about royalty.
You know, but that's the
thing.
What
if she's still working at that bar?
Is if
where we left her.
Remember she was in Sheena's wedding?
Yeah, I don't watch Vanderpump Rules, but I know that. I know that I know that like bit. I'm not a Vanderpump Rules person.
What?
I'm not.
What do you mean? Not even the season?
What is that?
You didn't even watch the season?
No, I mean, I dipped in and out. I would check the episodes, but because I know who the players are and stuff like that. But
the restraint.
I just don't care. I just don't.
Wow, I wish. I love Summer House. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm so glad we're getting a second season.
My friend is working on it.
Like working on it or like they're starring in it?
Working on it.
Okay.
Like part of production. Yeah, I'm excited.
That's amazing.
I haven't really heard anything though, guys. But I'm so excited.
I know.
Just get Preston back. I'm like, I love this cast.
Oh my God. It's a great cast. And they were so crazy. I just love them. That little dog. Like,
oh my God. My love.
Also
I hope
stunning.
That they film for longer.
Oh yeah. How long did they film last time?
Like 2 weeks, maybe.
That's it.
Yeah. Cause remember that it was like every episode was like a day.
Oh,
it wasn't even that. It was giving
24. Remember that show?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, where it was like every episode was like an hour of his life.
You know why this worked too? And I think that they could learn a lot from the way, like when Summer House hit, I'm talking about plain Summer House, not spicy Summer House. Mm-hmm. The plain one hit when it was COVID and they had to stay in the house. And that one was filmed the same way. It was like day one, da 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 da. And everyone started getting stir crazy by day seven. Mm-hmm. Don't let them go back to the city. Film them straight. Like,
I loved that season. Like, I know it was COVID, but I loved them all in that house. Like, they couldn't leave. It was like, it gave me real world.
Yeah.
And because I don't need to see them in New York. That's not why I'm watching.
No. And they've got the smallest apartments and it's just like, it's a little bit, I'm not like glamored by any of it. No. I mean, listen, I'd watch Lindsay.
And Carlito.
Yeah. Like, they're the only people that keep me holding on.
Are they getting a wedding special?
I don't think anyone would watch it. I'd watch it, but like,
I mean, we would, but
I don't think there's probably like 5 people listening right now that are probably skipping through or like, or that are not skipping ahead. Cause like not everybody watches Summer House and I don't blame them, but you should be watching Spicy Summer House, guys.
It's so good.
Speaking of, well, I guess the Mid-Atlantic, cause it's right. No, Martha's Vineyard is Northeast. It's like, yeah, that's Kensington.
Yeah, it's like off Boston area. Yeah,
no. That's the dumbest segue ever, guys. Anyways, I was just going to talk about Potomac because they were fighting.
I'm tired.
You know, like, I think if this had happened 3 years ago, we would be like, oh my God, this is crazy. I can't wait to see how this unfolds. I think we are so exhausted now. I don't want to see my reality stars fight like that anymore.
No, and I saw footage of it.
Specifically Potomac.
And when I saw a Candy Gal pick up that bottle of champagne,
I'm
I
was so like, fucking done.
I was like, God damn it, Candace. Like, I've rode with you for years. Like, you why do you make you ride it for so her. Hard? She makes it hard.
We have been on opposing sides of that issue in the past with Potomac as it pertains to the Monique and Candace fight. I love Monique. I think Monique was top tier Potomac housewife. And I think that when she left, it caused a reverberation felt throughout the entire universe that we are still seeing the after effects of. I think that the reason that they're fighting with bottles and all this crazy shit and wherever at Zuby's Garden or Zebby's Garden is what it's called. It's like my friends in DC told me where it's at. It's like some gutter. They're fighting, they're throwing bottles. This is not Potomac. Like, we're getting so far from where we started. We were having tea parties with aunties talking about PTA meetings and stuff. And now we're fighting with bottles with random friends of.
Yeah, I was going to say it's friends of. I'm like, who gives a fuck about these people?
It's just like not the vibe. It's not really the identity of what I signed up for the show, which is just like way chiller. This is like.
I don't like physical violence on any show. Like I, that's not why I'm watching. The only show I ever like, I didn't love it, but it was like,
I can deal with like one little hit, but that's just like enough. Like, why are we throwing
it? Especially with Potomac. Like, it's such a sensitive topic. And with Candy, like getting in the middle of it again, it appears like it just.
Well, your girl Candy is literally at the center of every single physical altercation for the past five seasons. And for a show where they had to sit someone down and talk about how they didn't want to be those housewives, they sure seem to be fighting a whole awful lot, because I'm doing the math on my head. And you have actually, you were not those housewives. You were like the housewives that fight now. You fight more than any other city.
Yeah.
Think about that.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
And not
it's
only
really
that,
upsetting.
But y'all are like fighting. Like, it's not just like shaking a table.
No, this isn't like shaking a table. This isn't like throwing wine in someone's face. This is like physical violence.
Y'all be fighting.
And it's it's so much. And I have a confession. I did watch Monique's Instagram live like 2 weeks ago, and it was like an hour long. And I just sat on my bed and I watched the whole thing.
Wait, what was she talking about? The show?
She was talking about the divorce.
Oh.
She was talking about her divorce and like, no, she's like in a really good place. Like, she appears to have done a lot of work on herself.
I bet.
She like talked about Chris like in a really positive way. And she was like, look at him right now. Like, he's thriving. He looks better than ever. He's healthy. She's like, we were so unhealthy with each other. Like, and it just shows. And like, she's so stunning that I couldn't stop staring at her.
She has something where, I mean, she's many things. She's not only gorgeous, I think she's really, really smart, kind of kooky in a weird way, made her interesting. So I think she was just a good housewife in that respect. But I think she has self-reflection, which is really rare with reality stars in that world. I think that she, I think it'd be interesting to bring her back eventually. Do you think that there's a world where she could ever come back? Or do you think that's kind of like,
I think honestly, there would be.
Yeah.
Like, I think that there's been enough time and I think enough has happened in her life where I think she would be just a different person, like still herself, like still be Monique, but like also just come at it from a new angle. I would love maybe to see her and Candace have a sit down, like work it out. I don't know, because I really loved her. Like, I was a big, big Monique girl for years. And then that whole fight happened and I was like,
yeah,
she's making this so hard for me. And now it's Candace making it hard for me.
I'm not looking forward to the new season. I'm just not. I'm going to watch it, but
I don't think we've got anything.
I don't think we got the juice anymore, guys. I think this show is giving the best.
And you know what? I'm going to say something unpopular.
Yeah.
I blame Dr. Wendy.
Her too. She's part of it.
She like isn't doing it for me. Like, I loved her in the beginning. Like, when
there's
she first came on.
Where I was like, but
Sorry, I'm like, who is this woman? Like, how she didn't understand what they were saying about her, like coming in her second season and being like very different. They're like, why are you now a candle maker? Why are you doing this and doing that? Like, that's not who you presented yourself to be. Yeah. And like, they weren't shaming her. They were just confused. And I was confused.
No, I get that. 'Cause
it's not the Wendy that we met, you know?
I still don't know who Wendy is, and she's been on the show for, you know, I'm still kind of learning. It's like, I don't know. It's
who
like,
is she?
Like, I feel weirdly like, and we're going to talk about OC. I feel like I know the new Jen more than I know.
Yeah.
And she's still an enigma, but I feel like I already know a lot about her. I could tell the kind of person that she is, and that's why I like her. I really like her. I think
she's a great housewife.
She's good. She's old
school.
She's
good. She's old school. She's really good. And that's such
clueless.
A good point.
Clueless. And it's in such a
good
way.
She came onto this show like not with a clue.
What do you mean we're not good friends? What do you mean Tamara is talking shit about me? Like, what, girl, have you watched this show before?
I know.
Honestly,
it's funny. I love her.
That should be a prerequisite for hiring new housewives. You should have that Men in Black pin and like the day of filming, you should just be able to like click the pin and they've never seen the show before and then just send them out into the wild.
I would love that.
That would be.
Can that happen?
Yes.
Can we make that happen, please?
Someone, hello? Anybody?
Oh.
So yeah, hating Potomac, whatever's going on over there, leave me out of it. I'm going to watch it. I heard Salt Lake City is going to be really good.
What I love is that I don't know anything about what's going on. And I love that. Yeah. That's a good sign. Like when I start hearing the leaked tales and twists and turns, I'm like, something's up. But Salt Lake City, like, I know nothing. That's kind of why I'm excited about OC and New York right now, is because I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah. We're going to talk about New York. I want to tell you my next thing.
Okay.
Wait, is it? Okay. Lana Del Rey. I actually, it's more of a question. Okay. Lana Del Rey has been posted all over the place. She was been working at a Waffle House in Alabama. Have you seen this?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. She's like singing Amazing Grace to customers. And she's like wearing an apron and she's taking photos with people in parking lots in front of the Waffle House. I'm like, I don't understand what's going on. Do you know?
I've seen it, but I don't know why she's doing this. Me like, either. I don't know the why, the where, the how. Like she loves
cosplaying as like a working class MAGA girl.
She really does, especially because she's always dating those men in prison
and like cops and shit.
It's and just cops.
Like, yeah, it's giving MAGA. Weird. It's just very fucking weird.
It's so weird.
But you know what? I just like have an affinity for Lana Del Rey. I don't understand her, but it always gets to this literally this time of year, hot summer nights, mid July. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's literally, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I like her. So
I like her because you never know what she's up to. You never know what you're going to get, you know, like
she's wearing flip flops, chain smoking in an Alabama Waffle House parking lot. I just same like
a mood, a vibe.
Yeah.
She's nuts. That's why we love her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My friend in college, she just randomly got a job one summer working as a waitress out in like fucking Methuen, which is like outside of Boston.
Okay.
I don't know. It's like, yeah. And she was like driving her car there. And she's like, everyone I work with is like 50 or a meth head. And she's like, I don't even know why I'm out here, but I'm kind of just doing it for the plot. She's like taking cigarette breaks and she's like standing outside smoking a cigarette and like.
For the story of it.
For the
like
story.
That one summer like, I worked with meth heads, you know.
They're like, they get off their shift. They're like, what are you doing after work? You want to come party with us? She's like, no, but
just she's so like, fun. But thank you for asking.
Yeah, but cool for the plot, I guess.
Yeah.
That reminds me of Lana. So
yeah, that's very Lana coded.
Yeah, very Lana coded.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be funny actually to be for Halloween. Lana being a Waffle House worker.
Yeah. I thought it was like a stunt. I mean, like when Ariana from Vanderpump worked at Popeyes.
Oh, yeah.
For that like brief branded promotion. So I thought that that's what Lana was doing at first. And then it's like, no, she's like fully working there. I'm like,
I only think that Ariana thing would be cool if she reshot the now famous viral photo of the Popeyes worker who's like sitting outside.
Oh, my God. Like exhausted.
The day that the chicken sandwich was released.
Yes, the spicy chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
And that was a big day like in American culture. It. She was fighting for her life on that bench.
Whenever I see that photo, it reminds me of the Reba McEntire one where she's also sitting.
Yes.
It's like, what a vibe.
Just exhausted.
Ooh, going through it.
Yeah.
What's next on your list?
What's next? Something I'm over and I feel bad because you don't watch it, but any talk
Vanderpump.
Of Vanderpump Rules, like I'm sick of it. I don't give a flying fuck that Sheena posed with Tom Sandoval. I don't care. They're on the same cast. Like it's getting weird. Like what do you want from them? Like I don't need to know when they had breakfast, like when they brushed their teeth, like leave them alone, let them film. The season's probably going to be terrible. Because they all have egos now because they're Emmy nominated.
Yeah.
But I just don't want to hear about it anymore. Like, I need a break. Like, the Scandoval was fun. I will be chasing that high for the rest of my life. But I'm over it. Like, people are dragging Sheena for posing in a photo with Tom.
It's getting weird.
And I'm like, And I'm like, you guys have to be joking. Even Ariana made a statement about it today. She posted on her Instagram. She was like, Sheena's a really good friend.
Not
like,
us making notepad statements about people taking fucking photos of fans. Y'all are so fucking unwell. This is why I don't watch Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah.
It's too much. And you know what? I'm going to modify my little saying from earlier. Mm-hmm. Because you're like, these people are crazy. I'm like, well, you know, Bravo Universe, historically known for their critical takes and media literacy. No, mm-hmm. these are like the most unwell people that need to go outside and touch fucking grass. This is why I don't watch fucking Beverly Hills, because y'all like, it's too like, why are we still talking about Erica Jane? Like, fuck that lady. Put her.
I don't give a fuck. Like,
get away from me. I don't care.
I know. I don't care. Like, for me, sometimes things get so in the weeds with Bravo that I have to dip out. Like, when it starts getting like that, when it starts, you know, becoming shit on social media, like with Erica Jane and the earrings and the Ronald Richards wife, like whatever.
Get
I'm like,
the fuck
I can't.
Away from me with these fucking earrings. I'm going to fucking lose it on you. Like, get the fuck away. Like, I'm muting earrings and Erica Jane on Twitter. Like, it's not, it's not. And you know what I hate too is court stuff on Housewives. I've realized because it's the same way that Sutton feels about pregnant women on the show. Like when Sutton goes, oh, and she's pregnant too. God help us. Or whatever. Remember what she said about Teddy?
Yeah.
But she was right about Teddy. But it's like, I feel that way about when someone starts the process of getting a divorce, like with the Drew stuff. It's like, people are like, oh my God. I'm like, no, y'all don't understand. We're going to be now hearing about this for the next 2 years. Cause anybody that has ever been to court, I don't want to watch that on fucking reality. Like,
no.
Meeting up with lawyers and shit. I'm like, no. This is not the vibe. Like, I don't want to see people get financially ruined by these shows. Like,
right. I don't want to have to worry about their finances.
Yeah.
You know, like,
life's
hard
enough.
Life's hard. Like, that's why I love this New York, because I'm like, not worried. I'm like, everyone seems good to go.
Yeah. As I just thought of today, it's like, I want to watch like Marlo and Eva fighting on a tour bus in Tokyo about Zara flip flops and edges. Like, that's fun.
I need that.
I don't need to talk about like burn victims that got conned by. It's like,
no, because then it's like high stakes, you know, and that's like not fun to talk about, because people like to be the morality police and like to, you know, be like, if I say one positive thing about Erica Jane, suddenly I co-sign everything Tom has done. And I am just a monster. And I'm like, no, guys,
there's that media really illiteracy coming in with the Bravo Universe. A lot of y'all bitches lack the
critical thinking skills.
Yes. Yeah. And like the nuance to understand that you can disagree with someone's like character,
New
on
Jersey,
a show, but not hate them. Right. Like, it's like, I say something like, I like Lisa. I like Melissa Borka. I think she's pretty. Fuck you. Why are you anti? It's like, I can't. If y'all don't get the fuck away from me.
People that like dig up clips from like season 3 of Melissa saying one thing about Teresa, I'm like, you guys have to go outside.
Or even worse, like one of your old tweets where you're like, I like Teresa. They like, and they're like, this you. I'm like, you're unwell.
Like, yeah, I'm like, you're searching that bitch. Like, leave
if
me
you don't
alone.
Get away from me. I swear.
Get away from me with this, Apollo. Like, that's what it's giving me. Now, I will say, I do want to see Drew. I wish we saw Drew and Ralph, like, I wish it was on camera of them racing to the courthouse to file.
I don't want to see Drew on my television at all.
Ever.
But we're going to talk about Atlanta, because I'm very curious to know how you would fix it, if you can. Real quick, because we're going to go over to the bonus, but I do want to talk about Roni for everybody, because they've been waiting, and I've had a lot of thoughts. But this is a perfect segue into it, because we're talking about, we like the kind of, like, I want to talk about cheese. I want to talk about Catch. I want to talk about, which is the restaurant that they were bleeping out. By the way, I think them bleeping that out was honestly this really, I think it was really
genius.
Smart. It was genius. I think they weren't doing it for, what is it? Libels that not, that's not really libel. That's whatever. I don't know.
Like defamation or something.
Defamation.
I don't know. Yeah.
I think it was just really genius marketing, because now they knew everybody on social media would be talking about that.
It was so smart.
But what do you, off the top, what would you give it out of 10?
Honestly, I would give it like an 8.5, 9.
Yeah.
I was
I'm
really
up
happy
there with you. I'm 9. Fuck it.
Fuck it.
Fuck it.
Yeah. I loved it.
Y'all don't like it, go fight with the fucking wall. I don't know what to tell you. The girls that get it, get it. And those that don't. And mm-hmm. you know what? If the girls had come in fighting, guns blazing, y'all would have had something to say about that too. So you know what? I'm going to enjoy my show.
Yeah.
And my girls with the fashions, and they all seem nice. And everyone's being so critical. They're like, they don't seem like an actual friend group. Well, no, they seem like a friend group to me. I'm good with it.
But also, like, have you watched Housewives? Like, yeah, that's like, what the fuck do you want from them? Like, that's what I don't understand. And also this idea that people were like begging for the OGs to come back. I'm like, that's weren't not gonna you happen. Guys all begging for there to be like a more diverse, like well-rounded cast on Real Housewives of New York City?
Mm-hmm.
So now we have that, and now we're going to complain about it. Like, give me a fucking break. Someone tweeted about Jenna Lyons being like rude.
Oh, I saw
or
that.
Something. I was
saw
like,
they ate him up. He had to delete it.
Good. I'm like, did we all not watch Ramona Singer like at Black Shabbat?
Did y'all not watch this woman time? Literally be a racist to fucking service staff like everywhere and like treat them like they're. Be fucking serious right now. And everyone's like, bring back the OGs, pass on this. It's all before the show even aired. I'm like,
yeah,
then don't fucking watch it. I don't know what to mm-hmm. tell you. And half mm-hmm. you bitches that are talking about the OGs clearly didn't even tune into Crappy Late because y'all aren't watching that. So then really like.
They just want to talk. They just want to say something.
Show
it's
hits.
So annoying.
I don't know what to tell y'all.
It does. Who's your favorite?
So it's too early to say, but you know what? I'll go down the line because it's okay. That good of a show to me. The bones are so good.
Mm-hmm.
Jenna Lyons really, like, I was going to go into it and I was like, I don't think I'm going to like her. I'm not interested. She really did I did a 180 on her. I'm like, is that a 180? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a 180.
Yeah.
I just saw Barbie, guys. I'm feeling bimbo.
Yeah.
Sorry. No, that's a joke, guys. It's, yeah.
Yeah.
Loving Jenna Lyons really mm-hmm. like completely turned on. I really like her. I think she's going to be a great housewife. I think that like she's kind of an unwilling center apple. It's mm-hmm. and I like that. I like that she's kind of like, I don't really know what I'm doing and I'm really awkward, mm-hmm. but I'm enjoying it. I like that she's just like willing to try it out. That seems cool to me.
I love that too. Like she seems game. Like yeah, she's not like, coming at it from a place of like, I don't understand these women. Like, why are they
not
fighting?
Not in a Carol Radziwill way, which was like, no. I'm better than this. She kind of is coming into it like, this is a weird world. I don't understand.
She's
but
she's doing
I will.
It for the plot.
Yeah.
She's I like doing Jenna. It for the plot. Like Lana her. Working at Waffle House, you know? Mm-hmm. Jenna's working at Real Housewives of New York City.
I think my favorite, though, is Sai. Yeah. Because she's a Brooklyn. Her. Also, I think it was like a real statement for the show to open up in Brooklyn is like, this mm-hmm. is really a new New York, like, because the old one would have never. So the fact that the first scene was in Brooklyn is like.
Brooklyn in this beautiful brownstone, like,
yeah,
stunning. Her, like when Britton said, like, I want her life. I was like, yeah, same.
Yeah.
Like, I also wanted to know how the fuck her husband retired so young.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, does he have family money? Like, we don't know. I tried looking him up.
Cool as hell.
He seems so cool. I'm like, she's cool as hell.
And he doesn't have social and doesn't care about the show. I'm like,
yeah.
Make more of him.
Yeah, she hit the jackpot.
Where's more him? Yeah, because I like these Roni men too, because they speak when spoken to and just change diapers and shut the fuck up. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Yeah.
I like it. Keep men in their places, like in the kitchen mm-hmm. and doing that stuff.
Yeah,
shut up quiet. And the way that Jessel talks to her husband, she's like, can you move? And he's like, okay. I'm like, perfect. Do more of this.
See, people are talking a lot about Jessel online that they're not like into her. Well, I have the opposite feeling.
I'm
obsessed because I know that in 2 years, this marriage is going to come crumbling down and we're going to watch it. And I find like, because she is someone that I don't even think realizes that this is going to be a storyline with her husband yet.
Yeah.
She doesn't understand that, but we
do. The producers know. The mm-hmm. producers knew going into it. They were like, well, this is interesting, but don't tell her. Let's just keep filming.
Yeah, they're like, keep the cameras rolling. Because when Jenna said, oh, I've heard really nice things about you, but not from her.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, fuck. I was like, okay, we're really doing this.
Yeah. Yeah. Something I really like about her, I like that she has an all-white house, a white apartment. And it's mm-hmm. like, this is a woman who does not want children, but has mm-hmm. them and two mm-hmm. of them. And I respect that. She wants her all white furniture and she just wants her kids to like literally just stay in the playroom. And I respect it.
Yeah. Her kids are nuts. They were crazy. They were little toddlers. Yeah. I think they're twins. They seem to be twins. And I loved when they were talking at Sai's house. It was her, Brynn, and Sai outside with like the blankets and they're all cozy outside talking about catch and the cheese. And in behind them is like this beautiful big glass door wall. And you just see Jessel's kids just like running amok in the back, like tripping each other, like falling down the stairs. And they're just like talking about cheese.
Love it.
I loved it.
She just didn't have a lot. But I mean, it's only the first episode. So I just think it's like, how much can you fit in an hour? I mean, Uba was in the same boat. We just got like enough of Uba.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I'm going to like Uba, but I don't think she's going to be my favorite.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Okay, here's unpopular opinion, though. And people are going to hate me for this. I think that I'm liking Brynn actually the least. I liked her going into it. And I like her. But I just like her the least, I think. And I've watched a lot of like the Watch What Happens Live with her and all that stuff. And she seems very like gunning to be like center apple. She wants all the interview bites. Someone asked a question to the group. She really is going at it. And I think that all the women, other women, especially Erin, are like, they're just chilling in the cut waiting to have their say. But Brynn is the one who's always like has to answer the question first. And I see that that's going to start being something where I think they're going to all start maybe resenting her because she's going to be.
Yeah.
We'll see.
We'll see. I agree 100% with you.
Yeah.
And I was scared to say that online because people are obsessed with her. Mm-hmm. And I get it. So baseline, I love them all.
Yeah.
But I definitely, there are ones that I love more than others. And Brynn is just one that I love the least, but I still love what she's, the energy she's bringing.
Yeah.
It just kind of is a little reminiscent to me of Jen Shah and how she came on the scene, like being really like
heavy out the gate.
Heavy and like kind of like just doing too much.
Yeah.
That it doesn't feel like real to me. But I'm into her. Like I find her to be fascinating. And I find her and Erin's frenemy dynamic to be really fun. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of other things that happened.
Well, let's see. I'm obsessed with Jenna Lyon's apartment.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. They all have really good taste, and that's the difference too.
They have good taste. They're wealthy.
They're actually wealthy, but they spend their money on cute stuff, not just like spending it on tacky, like bedazzled Giovanni jackets and you're living in like, I think like Ramona's Hamptons house, even though it's big, it was really like vanilla. Like it had no style.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see interiors that are actually aspirational now that like,
like a home.
Yeah.
And also,
and any of them could be in probably like Architectural Digest, like that, you know, they'd be like, let's take a tour of your, no one's taking Architectural Digest tour of like
that townhouse.
I'm sorry. It's like, you know, not to shit on the Berkshires. I mean, I love Dorinda, but
Yeah. It's just, I was for a moment, like, I can't believe we were stuck watching those other women for so long. Like that's kind of how I felt at a certain point.
I mean,
point.
I love, listen, but after
I
like,
love
Bethany
them,
left,
but
thinking,
for the last,
yeah,
probably two or three seasons, the show was like, but none of us wanted to admit that to ourselves because like we love all of them. But like I had to watch Ramona poop on the floor.
Yeah.
And like you had like Jenna Lyons in New York City. Like that could have been on
this time. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the fact that people are like, it's so boring. All they were doing is talking about cheese. I'm like, if you think that this is boring, like those, be real with yourself. If you think that like season 13 was watchable in any way.
It was the worst season of television I've ever seen.
We were really like we were limping to the finish line each season. I mean, it was like it was bad.
It was bad. Like in watching Sonia be so like just downward darkness, like it became it wasn't fun anymore.
Yeah.
And I do think we need to give them a chance. Like it's the first episode. It's the first season. Mm-hmm. I'm sure by the second season,
they're
going to
see
up
what everyone's been saying about every. Yeah,
exactly. Like they'll be more dynamics. There will be more going on because like look at Potomac. The first season of Potomac was like the weirdest. So weird. Like it was crazy. But the second season
hit.
It was great. Yeah. So I hope that that's what we get with New York.
I think it's going to happen. One note is I think we definitely need a seventh person.
Like a friend or like a housewife?
I don't want any friends of on New York. I think if you're like, shit or get off the pot. I don't want, I think friends of end up being like a sign that the show's in decline when you start relying on people to come in and do stuff. It's like, that's look up Atlanta. They have like 14 friends of every time. And it's like, but we don't even do anything.
Potomac.
But Beverly Hills.
Friends. So true.
I liked it in New York when you don't really do it. Cause it's like the women are just so good on their own.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, listen, I want to go over to the bonus because I want to start talking a little bit more about Roni, but also talk about Crappy Lake, Real Housewives of the OC, the problem with Real Housewives of Atlanta, and so much more.
Oh, gosh.
Tell the people about social media. I mean, you're a Bravo historian on Twitter, Instagram, all of that. Mm-hmm. Do you have any other things coming up or anything? You write for...
Yeah, so I work for Betches, which is really fun and exciting. I run the Brides account with them and then the Bachelor, which is like Bachelor Nation, but also like we're branching out into reality. Mm-hmm. But I have like my own account. So I have Bravo Historian and I have a Sex and the City podcast called Shortcomings that everyone should listen to. We're covering
and we'll
like
talk
that
a little
right
bit
now.
About In Just Like That then also there as well.
I'm a big In Just Like That girl.
It's been a good week for us.
Mm-hmm.
No more Shay.
Loving it. Che pasa, no longer.
Guys, go to patreon.com/thebelist to subscribe to the bonus episode. We are going to go over there and keep talking about all of this stuff, but we're going to talk about Shay for the final time, hopefully.
Oof.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.